You might have heard our in-studio interview with Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson last week. That story is still up online. If you go to the ABC Central Victoria webpage, you can hear him talking about freedom of religion, which is what he was in Bendigo to talk about. He did mention that the Human Rights Commission will host a roundtable on November the 5th involving leaders from different faiths. But there are some who are saying this roundtable isn't about religion at all, but about religions attempting to get special treatment and exemptions from various laws, such as any potential same-sex marriage laws. More on that when the director of secularist organisation Plain Reason joins me very shortly. At 9 minutes past 10, let's talk about this Human Rights Commission's roundtable that's coming up on November the 5th. It involves leaders of different faiths and some secularist organisations, though there are some groups that are saying this roundtable, and I guess the purpose of it, leaves a lot to be desired. Brian Morris is director of a group called Plain Reason. He's also the author of Sacred to Secular: Why a Corrupt Christianity Requires a Secular Solution. And he's all about the separation of church and state, which, as we know, should be part of our constitution. But sometimes religion does creep into politics a bit. Brian Morris, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Fiona. Good to be with you.
All right. Tell us about what you understand this roundtable to be all about, because Tim Wilson last week was telling us it was about, the different religious faiths coming together and talking about working together.
Well, look, it's only recently, Fiona, that most of the secular community around Australia has even been aware of this. Our clear understanding is, and we have emails to prove this, that the Human Rights Commission had sent out something like 200 invitations to faith-based organisations to provide submissions for what they plan then to have this Religious Freedom Forum at some time in the end of the year. We now know it's the 5th of November. Submissions were only open for 3 weeks, and it wasn't widely publicised. Now we learn that only four national organisations were invited to submit and to go along. And of the 202 faith-based organisations, something in the region of 40 Christian and faith-based groups will be turning up to this forum. Now, look, the first question...
That could just be because there's more Christian organisations than there are secular organisations.
Well, look, that's not the way it really works, Fiona. I mean, we're supposed to be a democracy. I mean, there are dozens and dozens of organisations around Australia, atheists, sceptics, humanists, rationalists, that all have the same sort of view. It's really quite absurd for the HRC to say they only contacted national organisations. Well, after the 2011 census, when the Australian Bureau of Statistics was looking for submissions for changes to the census, they asked submissions from all comers. So we can't understand why the Human Rights Commission can't do the same sort of thing on such an important question here. Because the first question is, why is this roundtable even going ahead? I mean, religious freedom is already enshrined. Well, not so much in our constitution, but we are signatory to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Article 18 makes it quite clear that freedoms are not just of religion, but of belief generally, are enshrined, and we've ratified that and accepted it. So we find it really quite strange that this roundtable should be set up just when there's an outcry from a number of fairly pious religious leaders asking for new special exemptions from the anti-discrimination laws when gay marriage equality is finally legalised sometime down the track.
So is your theory that's what this is about, not religious freedom as such, because all such freedoms currently exist?
Well, they do exist, Fiona. I mean, look, honestly, I mean, you've really just got to go to our constitution, section 116. Really makes it quite clear. I mean, look, what we're saying is religious freedom does not mean religious privilege. I mean, there are an incredible amount of privileges that already go to all the different faiths and religions. We already have broad exemptions from a number of churches from anti-discrimination laws already. Now, there are quite a large number of people around Australia that say, look, even that, it violates our basic understanding of what a secular Australia really is. We are really meant to be a secular Australia. And the purpose of my book, Sacred to Secular, was really to say that we should be moving in the same direction that the Scandinavians had moved decades ago. Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland, all the Nordic countries, which are now more than 85% secular. And while there is no problem at all with one side of the coin, personal and private faith, people can believe exactly what they wish, but it's the flip side of the coin that disturbs the whole secular notion when you have public and politicized religion campaigning for these sorts of new exemptions to anti-discrimination laws against gay people once they want to get married.
But how do you know that that is what this roundtable's all about?
Well, the commissioner, when he came in 2014, he was already dubbed, and it's on the HRC website, he was dubbed the Freedom Commissioner. And when you look at his background and some of the things that he's been saying on this very issue, I mean, I quote him in the media release, there can be policy and laws framed that will satisfy the concerns of those Christian faiths and organizations that have a serious problem, biblical problem, with upcoming gay marriage laws.
Right. So you reckon he's bringing people together to discuss that. You've also said that the Human Rights Commission, you know, this focus on religion rather than belief. What's your problem with that?
Well, exactly this, Fiona. Again, I mean, look, the commissioner is losing sight completely of Article 18 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which talks equally about the freedom, you know, of assembly and of expression, not just for religion, but for belief. And they specifically spell out it's for those people who have non-religion or atheist beliefs. Now, what we're seeing here at this Human Rights Commission roundtable on the 5th of December is a large group of Christian organizations which are very outspoken on this whole thing about more rights for exemptions from the anti-discrimination laws. And there are only four secular organizations, so it's very heavily biased. We're very, very heavily outnumbered. And there are dozens, if not, well, there are scores of other organizations around Australia who are not Christian organizations that want to be fair about this, but they want a voice in this whole issue as well. And it's not being provided by Tim Wilson, the Human Rights Commissioner.
How do you know that Tim Wilson will be fine about giving further exemptions to the church?
Well, I haven't verified the report this morning, but the Rationalist Society of Australia has just put out another bulletin. Let me clarify, this hasn't been totally verified, and I'd really like to come back to you and confirm this. But one option being put up is that the Marriage Act will be divided into two, one for civil unions and one for traditional marriage. Well, I mean, if anybody is really seriously contemplating that, and certainly we know that Anglican Bishop Robert Forsyth and Catholic Archbishop for Sydney, Anthony Fisher, have already been talking along this sort of line, and if that would have become policy and finally become law, and I perish the thought that it will, what it's doing is to set up a whole range of new discriminations against people who just don't happen to either share the same faith or have the same sexual proclivities as the straight community. I mean, it's really quite outrageous that we should be framing laws that discriminate against any minorities, whether it's on religion, whether it's on race, or whether it's on sexuality.
You talk about the Rationalist Society. Are you referring to that media release where they talk about the fact that they say it's time for common sense on this, but they say that one way of doing the new laws, should they come to pass at some point, might be to divide marriage law into civil and religious unions. And then they go on to say, as suggested by Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson.
The Rationalist Society isn't saying that. I mean, that's really something that's come from the religious community. I don't really know, but surely this will be one of the issues that's going to be discussed at the round table. But I mean, the secular community can't even understand why this is being discussed. Why are we framing new laws to discriminate against anybody?
And are there other religions involved in this religious round table?
Well, I'm sure there are, Fiona. I'm sure there are. I mean, there's nothing that I've seen up to the last 24 hours on the Human Rights Commission website that indicates who these 40 people are that are going to be turning up. I mean, certainly they're going to be from the main churches, and I'm sure it'd be the Orthodox, and who knows whether they're going to invite Buddhists and all the rest. I don't know. But there's only four secular representatives. And the concern is also that some of the Christian lobby groups who are very vocal and very active politically, organisations like the Australian Christian Lobby and the National Civic Council and the Centre for Public Christianity, all of whom are extremely pious and outspoken about the rights of religion, when they already exist. And all we're saying from the secular community is that we really need to have an equal voice on this. I mean, it's such an important issue to be buried away for a bunch of religious people in the enclaves of Canberra.
Text message says, Fiona, in Denmark, it is a state religion and the ministers are paid by the government. They are not doing a brilliant job.
Again, you've really got to read my book, Sacred or Secular. I go into this whole issue here. I mean, it's really incorrect to make a statement that the Nordic countries are run by religion. They're not. And I think if you read my book, Sacred or Secular, or go to my website, www.plainreason.info, you'll get the sort of information there that really puts this whole thing into perspective.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Great. Thanks, Fiona. Thanks for your time.